Hot 101.5. Blown off on the Miguel Show.
So Shannon, you are a lawyer, very fancy girl, and you were set up by your assistant with Doug?
That's correct, yeah. I'm usually really busy, so I don't have a lot of time to date, but I do want to. Mm-hmm. and so she set me up with a friend of hers, I think from her gym. And I am really glad that I gave him a chance, actually.
That's awesome. And I want to say, too, I'm so proud that we have a lawyer listening to the show. Like, thank you so much. And thank you for trusting
us.
Well,
we got to have some fun in the office, right?
Right. That's very true. I appreciate it. So you were set up by your assistant with Doug. And so where was the first date?
We went to Ocean Prime for dinner. Had a really wonderful night. Yeah, no, he was nice. Mm-hmm. Lots of chemistry. He was smart, confident, funny. I think we just had a really great time. But he hasn't returned my calls since then.
Mm-hmm. That's maddening.
Right, and I don't really meet nice guys often. And I don't know what went wrong. I figured, you know, maybe there's some learning curve here. Like, if he's really not interested, let's expedite the process a bit.
Right.
And, do better next time. But I thought we hit it off really well, so I'm not really sure what happened.
Do you think he was intimidated? I mean, because the lawyers that I know, and especially like if in your early 30s and you're a lawyer, I mean, you're pretty career driven. Do you think that he was all intimidated by that?
I don't think so. I mean, he's a man. Like I can't imagine how he would be intimidated by that.
Okay. Well, let's try to figure it out and see why Doug has blown you off. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5. All the hits, fewer commercials.
Go! Bring it back! The new Hot 101.5. Blown off on the Miguel Show.
Shannon met Doug through her assistant, because she is a lawyer, very fancy, Shannon. And they went to Ocean Prime for dinner. Wonderful time, lots of chemistry, but Shannon has not heard back from Doug. Are you ready for us to try to get him on the phone?
Yes, thank you, guys.
Oh, no problem. Now listen, Shannon, you go ahead and stay quiet on your end while we talk to Doug and get the truth from him, okay?
Okay, okay.
We're going to figure it out, girl.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Doug?
This is.
Hey, Doug, this is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and the Miguel Show. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Wonderful. We just had a really quick question for you.
Yeah, Doug. So actually, we have a mutual friend. We have a friend named Shannon, and I know that you went out with my girl Shannon, but she hasn't heard from you. So listen, I'm just trying to find out where you've been at and what's going on.
You know, we went out. We actually had a great time. She's a great gal. She's really smart. She's pretty. She's got a great sense of humor. I felt a little bit uncomfortable because we went to a pretty expensive place, and I was feeling a little bit uncomfortable, almost to the point where I was hesitant in ordering certain food because I was like ringing it up in my head and going, okay, this is another client I have to train. This is another client I have to train. I didn't want to come off cheap, obviously, a first date, and we really hit it off, but I felt very inadequate. She paid for the dinner. The next day, I got flowers sent to the gym.
Okay, wait a minute. We actually do have Shannon on the other line. Shannon, go ahead and jump in here.
Thank God. You've been ignoring me over flowers. That says more about the men that you work with than me. And I picked up the tab because I picked an expensive restaurant.
I guess I just kind of felt like a wimp. Like, I didn't feel like a man.
You understand, like, the inequality of the gender roles that you're expressing, right? You get that what you're saying is completely inappropriate. And I'm sorry, Doug, like, you know, we're probably, fingers crossed, going to have a female president come November, so maybe you should just take this opportunity as a crash course in addressing your fear and repulsion towards strong, independent women.
I'm not opposed to strong, independent woman.
Doug, it sounds like you need to just get over yourself, because if a woman is in a position to pay and she wants to and send you flowers, you should take her up on it.
I guess I felt a little intimidated, and, you know, I'm a kind of a machismo kind of guy. I'm a man, and I guess I felt a little bit like the weaker gender, and I shouldn't say that because I'll probably get slammed on that too.
Okay.
But maybe I was wrong. I'm sorry, Shannon. That wasn't. I didn't want
to. You guys, I appreciate your help this morning, but I don't have. I have to get back to work. This is just, it's beyond me. I appreciate it, though. Thank you so much.
Oh, whoa.
She said bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
Blown Off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app. Free for your iPhone or Android.